Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, as I do on the bedside table of children all over the world, every evening, just as they're about ready to go to bed. And I'm here to tell you stories about what I experience when I travel the world visiting boys and girls everywhere and seeing them do all the wonderful things that they do. There was a boy, and he was talking to his mother, and his mother was saying, it's time to do this, and time to do that, and time to do everything. And the little boy said, okay. So he went out, and he did all the things his mother asked him to do. And as he did all the things his mother asked him to do, and had them all finished, he said to himself, well, I am going to go fishing. And so he went to the backyard, and he took the can of worms that he had already dug up before, and he took them along with him and his fishing pole, and off to the river he went. Now, the river was a place where he was allowed to go, because his mother knew that he knew how to swim, and he knew how to be careful at the water's edge. And so he went to the river's edge, and he put a worm on his hook, and he put his hook in the water. And he sat there, and he watched. And as he watched, he saw the current going slowly down the river. And he was thinking to himself, I wonder where it goes. And as he was thinking this thought, through his mind went wonderful little ideas. I bet it goes by cities. I bet it goes even through some cities. And the river looks up at these big, tall houses and says, hi, tall houses, how are you? I'm here to bubble on through and just do my thing. And then he goes through the large open fields, and he sees the grass growing there, and he sees a cow coming to the edge of the river to take a drink, and he says, hi, Mr. Cow. And the cow looks startled and said, well, I didn't know the river knew how to talk. Well, I didn't know the cows knew how to talk, but hi, Mr. Cow. Well, hello, Mr. River. Are you having a nice trip? Oh, I'm always having a nice trip. I go from down into the ocean, and then I go up in the sky again, and I become rain and evaporation, and then I go over the hills and the valleys and the mountains, and I drop my rain down, and then I become a river again, and I flow out into the sea again, and I make the wonderful cycle of life and joy. Well, Mr. River, that's quite exciting. Do you think I could ever do that? I doubt it, Mr. Cow. Or Mrs. Cow. Yeah, you're a Mrs. Cow, aren't you? I doubt it because your cycle is a little different than mine. Now that you mention it, I guess you're right. Well, the river bubbled on down and went on out to the sea. And when it was out in the ocean, the wind came along and the sun came along. And the water evaporates off the ocean and gathers in great clouds up above the ocean. And then it flows back over the land and drops the rain here and there all over the land. And then it gathers together to become the river again. Now, this little fellow sitting there fishing, dreaming of what happens to the river, thought to himself, what a wonderful thing that goes on with the river. I wonder what goes on in my life. And then he thought, ah, yes, I'm a little boy, and one day I'll be an older boy, and then I'll be a man, and then I'll be a daddy, and then I'll have a job, and I'll go on, and then I'll become a grandpa, and then if I'm a grandpa, then I will have grandchildren like me, my grandpa has for me, and then I will go to another land, another place, when I say goodbye to everybody and I go to sleep and don't wake up. And what a wonderful thing my life is. It's just a cycle of movement from one joyous experience to another. Wow! I gotta go home and tell Mother about this. And he noticed that there was no fish that bit on his hook, but the worm was gone. And so he pulled in his fishing line and gathered his worm can and ran home to tell his mom, 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 guess what? Life is a cycle, and it's a wonderful cycle. And his mother said, wow, isn't that the truth? tell me all about it. And so he explained to her all that he had imagined about the river, and all he imagined about the town and the streets and the cities and the cows and the ocean and the rain clouds and the raindrops and coming back into the river. And his mother said, "Son, you are a pure genius. I am so proud of you." And the boy took a hold of his mother and huddled her and snuggled her and says, "Mom, you're wonderful. I love you." Now, boys and girls, it's time for us to get ready now. Mr. Sandman is coming. He's going to drop the pixie dust all over us, and we're going to go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. Maybe we'll dream about the river. Maybe we'll dream about the stars and the moon and the sun. Maybe we'll dream about doing wonderful things for our friends and ourselves. But whatever we dream about, just remember, it is because we are wonderful beings. We are very wonderful. Okay, there it is. He's dropping the pixie dust now. I'm packing away now. Okay, tell your mom and daddy, "Good night, mom and daddy, good night, good night, good night." Give him a hug and a kiss, and off we go to dreamland. And boys and girls, I'll be back another night. So you have a lovely dream, a lovely sleep, and know that I am with you always, because I love you. I love you. I love you.